Workers of the Volta River Authority, VRA, have also embarked on a sit-down strike to press some demands for payment of salaries and overtime allowances. The workers are also not happy that despite persistent appeals to management for spare parts to work with, nothing has been done. We have our correspondent, Yawa Santi, reporting.
Following a sit-down strike action by the workers of the Volta River Transport Company last week, the acting chief executive of the Volta River Authority, Mr. Isaac Kofi, has been here this morning to address some of the issues that the workers have raised. According to the workers, they have 50 management staff who have not a single person to even manage, and besides, most of the vessels are standing idle without spare parts. And instead of the management seeing to the procurement of spare parts for the vessels, they have become adamant to it. This, among others, have become a source of worry to the workers. Delays in payment of their basic salaries and overtime, in addition to mishandling of equipment by the same management. Last year, the government, in consultation with the Volta River Transport Company, brought in wrong engines to replace the old ones. But incidentally, all these 8 engines are still lying idle. We cannot use them because they did not come with accompanying parts that can fit the engines to be put into the vessels to run on the lake. At the moment, all the vessels running on the Volta Lake run on one engine instead of the usual 2. These are some of the problems that the workers do not understand. And the management want to compare themselves with the Volta River Authority management staff by raising the level of their salaries. The chief executive has assured them that a consultant will soon be appointed to see to the restructuring of the Volta Lake. He also pleaded with them that in view of the $3 billion Chinese dollars that is coming to improve the lake facilities, they should hold on to their grievances.
That was Yawa Santi reporting.